The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
The single most respected voice in the pandemic, it's Dr. Anthony Fauci.
The man who's become known as America's doctor.
The nation's top infectious disease expert, Anthony Fauci.
You are seen to many as a superhero.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, American hero.
You've done so much for this country in terms of this crisis.
Who better to give us answers that we can trust than Dr. Anthony Fauci?
The perfect person to answer our questions today. Joining us now, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, appreciate your candor.
Dr. Fauci, appreciate the candor.
We appreciate your service to this country.
We appreciate your service.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Greatly appreciate your service to America.
We are so grateful to you, Dr. Fauci.
Thank you very much for everything that you do.
Thanks so much for the work that you do.
Thank you very much for the reassurance and, as always, for all of your public service. Thank you, Dr. Fauci.
Thank you for all your guidance this past year.
Dr. Fauci, on behalf of all of our viewers here in the U.S. and around the world, thanks very much for doing what you're doing.
Get your rest because we need you.
We need people to continue to have faith in science. So thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you for being straight with us. Thank you for being able to come on. You will always have this show as a platform.
Sir, whenever you can be here, we'll have you. It's always an honor to have time with you. Thanks for being here.
It's good enough for you, sir. It's good enough for me and my family.
Thank you for fighting the good fight.
I am sincerely appreciative that you are not walking away from this post. You make us smarter and safer and better every day. Thank you so much, Dr. Fauci.
It's nice that some people, you know, idolize me and put me up on a pedestal, but I don't get impressed by that. I never have.
It's called the Fauci effect, which is sort of like, you know, as trust me, I don't get excited about that. I mean, it's nice, but I mean, it's.
It's embarrassing to see that. That was just a few years ago, and then you read his diaries today. That last week we had the show on being all in on the AI gamble. And this was a time period, 2020, 2021, when we were definitely all in on Tony Fauci. And you read through his diaries and you find out very, very clearly who else is all in on Tony Fauci. That would be Tony Fauci. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We appreciate you joining us on today's show. You can get to the live video stream of this program at our website, thetrumpet.com, or the Rumble channel, or the YouTube channel. Lots and lots of ways to get to this show. So, the Diary of Lies. He lied about the COVID fatality rate. The flu, it's about 0.1%. And we were hearing early on, remember, 4%, maybe 2 to 3%. In his diaries, it's actually 0.2 or 0.3. So in other words, a bad flu season. That's what it amounted to. He lied about the lab leak theory from the beginning. There were meetings with virologists in February of 2020. Where they didn't, a lot of them didn't think it came from natural causes. And then he comes out with the big statements. No, it's definitely from, you know, that market. It's definitely from natural causes. Why would they want to cover up the fact that it was made by man? Why would they want to cover up that there was this joint effort between America's government, and the CCP. I'll come to that in just a bit. He's been out there before saying he didn't have anything to do with closing schools, which studies have shown just how much damage that caused. Leave aside businesses, people's livelihoods, young people just sitting at home, either staring at a screen or twiddling their thumbs. The damage, and then he tried to say later, I didn't call for that. Well, he sure did. He had a direct hand in shutting down the economy, shutting down schools, shutting down everything. All the gain of function research. That's just a nice term for bioweapons research. Obama had a hand in that. We'll look at that later as well. So many lies. And then he lies about the vaccine when that was rolled out. And then there was the fight to keep it from rolling out until after the election, because we can't have anything out there that would possibly help Donald Trump win. That was the whole point of the bioweapon in the first place. It was to rig the election. That's the truth. That's the truth. There's a really important, I'm getting ahead of myself, but well, perhaps in the spirit of so much of the coverage about the diaries, and it's coming solely from Fox News and a few conservative outlets. All the love that they had for Fauci, all the coverage they gave him, the hundreds and hundreds of times they put him on TV. And now out come the diaries and you don't hear a word. You don't hear anything from Scarborough, from Jake Tapper. Why? Well, they got to cover their tracks. That's for sure. They got to cover up the lies. And of course, if it goes against their narrative, even if it's coming from Fauci himself, we can't show it. There's a media blackout. Here Fauci comes along and takes down Fauci. What are the chances how these diaries ever saw the light of day? You have to give it up to Rand Paul. But now we know. Here's this pathological liar, just obsessed with fame and celebrity. And then as soon as Otto Penn finishes his fake presidency, Fauci gets this blanket presidential pardon. Now, if he lies tomorrow under oath, who knows what President Trump's administration or DOJ might do. But what has been the history? Even when the evil is exposed, even when you see massive amounts of evidence, well, we've seen over and over again that no one's ever held to account. No one ever goes to jail. No one, except for Donald Trump, they came after him. They've come after him in every possible way, including with COVID, as we'll see in just a bit. First, though, some conservative media reacting to these diaries, clip two.
Okay, so now we are all left wondering, all of us who went through this, you know, pandemic, and we all know that Dr. Fauci was everywhere during that time. What will the contents of these, the writings in this diary reveal?
Really, what we're seeing in the diary is what we suspect about Dr. Fauci, that he was really very much enthralled with the fame that he was getting from this. He seemed to be more concerned about the fame than he was with people dying, you know, by large numbers all around the world and especially within our country. And that's what's really sad about the whole thing.
To see those emails where he is evidencing some pleasure in the notoriety he achieved.
Well, you're being nice.
That's disappointing.
It's not just, it's just outrageous if you read the diary entries. It's tough to take.
Yeah, he didn't expect it. I don't know how he was speaking to his own diary.
Does having a reputation totally in the toilet at 85 years, does that hold him to account for what he was responsible for?
He was having bobbleheads made after him. He's throwing out first pitches. He's being asked to go on Dancing with the Stars. This is what he's writing about. This is what he's writing about during a pandemic where so many people are dying, is his own fame.
The Tony Fauci I saw in those emails is not the Tony Fauci I knew over the years. I mean, he was a guy who is sober, who is careful about his public appearances and his statements, was always very thoughtful.
Did you figure out the obsession with mainstream media in defending him and, you know, Jake Tapper having, you know, multiple dinners and best friends? And what did that come from? And I know people around here that would call Tony Fauci a hero.
Yeah, I can't dissect
You don't know why.
How people perceived. I think different people had different emotions around
mask, it. Mask, shutdown, the whole
It was a difficult time, Joe, as you know.
And when you see President Biden giving him a pardon on his way out the door, you know it even codifies even more some wrongdoings that we were able to discover, many wrongdoings that we were able to discover. Our report, which is online, the American people can see it. The media can take a look at it. Mainstream media doesn't seem interested in all the findings that were there. And that's the other problem that we really have today, is that the American people who usually long for the truth are being denied the truth because their sources of media are not revealing it.
He was given a pardon prospectively from the last administration. We don't know if it was an auto pen pardon. It doesn't really matter for legality purposes. But Americans want to know, a lot of them, is there going to be any accountability for trillions of dollars lost, children's education destroyed, and public health reputation, public health industry reputation shattered?
Yeah, and millions of people injured. You know, he lied about masks, he lied about social distancing, he lied about the transmission, he lied about natural immunity, he lied about the capacity, as you just said, of the vaccine to prevent infection.
Part of those diary entries, he's texting back and forth with all these different network anchors, and they're going to him, asking him for advice on how to frame their interviews with him, and then disparaging other network anchors at other companies.
Well, it sounds like they were being spoon-fed things from Dr. Fauci so that they could keep that relationship with him, and they weren't interested in truly investigating what was at the heart and soul of so many people dying. And what should have been a 9/11 moment for our country became one of the most divisive things that we have seen in I don't know how long, because it divided the country terribly.
Is there anything else we're missing from these diaries that has not been released that you can share with us tonight?
There is something very dramatic, even for me, of seeing him write it in his own journal, confessing to, you know, being wrong, to lying about all
this. Also loving his own press. I mean, it's going on, and I will.
There you see the deep state totally in bed with the regime media. He's coaching them ahead of time, having dinner with Jake Tapper. They think the same way. And the Republican guy on there, he's talking about a report they came out with that exposed so many of the lies, but you see, if a Republican committee produces it, it's black it out, blot it out entirely. Even if it comes from Fauci's own journal, just blot it out. No coverage. Zero. There's a lot of different angles that you can take from this story. And the one that no one is taking is the fact that this was a bioweapon aimed at Donald John Trump. It was. And the fact that it was, again, worked on together between the deep state and, in this case, the CCP. How many sellouts do we have to China? Think about Donald Trump and the way his campaign started in 2015 and 16. You remember all the montages where he was saying, China, 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 we're getting ripped off. They're an enemy. Who did China, forget about Russia, regime media, who do you suppose China would want to win in a square off between Joe Biden and Donald Trump? And then you consider the timing, the fact that this disease is rolling out. And I know people still say the lab leak, you know, it was leaked out or it was just gross incompetence, because they want to remove any blame for any kind of targeted attack. We see through the lens of Bible prophecy, and we see an Antiochus here who is lining everything up on the way out. As soon as Trump beat Hillary, Obama went right to work on spying, illegal investigations, illegal FISA applications, a bogus intelligence assessment, targeting General Flynn, setting him up for an entrapment. Comey bragging about it later. And then those meetings in early 2017, where Obama and his people, all of his chiefs, were there saying, how are we going to keep this investigation into Russian interference going and keep Trump from realizing that he's the main target? How are we going to keep this going? Well, they put it together. They got the plan in place. They threw in the dossier. And guess what was happening right at the same time? Obama's lifting the block on gain-of-function research, making it all the easier for Fauci and friends to work with the Chinese in Wuhan. That's January 2017. And guess what else? January 10th, 2017, Fauci's giving a speech at Georgetown where he basically says we're going to have a pandemic in the next few years. How did he know? These are questions the conservative media should be asking. There's a section in the very end of America Under Attack. It's Appendix C. Was the coronavirus crisis engineered? I think that's 2023. 3 years ago. I'm not sure if it's in the 2022 version we printed, if that appendix is there. But it's in the final copy or the final version of America Under Attack. 3 years ago. Tomorrow's news today. We were right. Even if people come along and say, no, there's no way it could have been a targeted attack. There's no way they could have stolen an election. Just look at the fruits. Look at what was happening. Look at how they weaponized George Floyd. They were on a mission in 2020. Anything and everything to take down Donald Trump. The COVID virus, it comes along, all the scaremongering together with it, locking down the country, destroying the Trump economy. And how convenient, by the way, when everyone's in the basement and then you have a candidate that you push forward, a fake one at that, that can barely function. And he's obviously better suited to operate his campaign from the basement where everything's scripted. Remember some of those hilarious rallies that they had for Joe Biden where people would sit in the hula hoop rings and they're all spread out 6, 8, 10 feet apart? Just the eye test alone. Supposing it's just a normal year and Joe Biden's turning up for a rally, and then you know how Trump's rallies went. In some cases, tens of thousands would turn out. So everything's shut down. Everything's online. I haven't even mentioned the mail-in ballots yet. All the rules changed in the dark of night for voting. Appendix C in America Under Attack. It says Obama's support for the Chinese Communist Party's Wuhan Institute of Virology and its bioweapons research is either the result of horrendous incompetence or diabolical treason. And then my father says this. This is on the last page of America Under Attack. He says, the Bible indicates treason. And so we know. We know. We can connect the dots. We know what they were intent on doing. They had to rig it. People can carry on with their fantasies all that they want. They can ignore the diaries now that they come out. They can still look back on it. Look at how sensitive they were, the regime media, to President Trump's speech a week and a half ago about the stolen election. And the Chinese, yeah, they're stealing all this voter data. But no, I mean, there's no heads exploding this time around. No, that's reserved for Russia. Putin and Trump. That's the only narrative that they're going to scream about. Certainly not that the Chinese would manipulate elections. You mean the CCP would like to meddle in America's elections? So ignore Trump's speech. Just forget about it. Blot that out. We won't show it. We won't give it any coverage. And then a week later, here comes Tony Fauci's diaries. Not interested. Not interested at all. The Bible indicates treason, so we know. God told us. God has shown us. America, as the book title says, America was and is under attack. It's happening from within. My father said, toward this end, the coronavirus has become his most dangerous weapon for convincing people to abandon constitutional freedoms and embrace authoritarian government. The pandemic, its coverage, the government's radical reaction to it, and the election that was altered by it trace back to a man with the stated agenda of fundamentally transforming the United States of America and blotting out the blessings and traditions of this country. That's right. All roads go back to Barack Hussein Obama. And we've talked before on Eric Holder's role in California elections and the trial run that was 2018. How many of them know? Perhaps Fauci's blinded by fame. COVID made him famous. You look through the diary, and that seems to be what is most important to him. How can I get on CNN? How can I get on Jake Tapper's show? But how many of these talking heads understand? They know what happens in California. They know every election cycle in California takes 35 days. They know what's going on. They know there's some serious ballot harvesting going on there. And so as we were rolling through 2020, and as Fauci's getting coaching from Nancy Pelosi's office as to how we roll out the vaccine, we can't make, you know, Orange Hitler look good. As this is playing out, God knows. We can't read Jake Tapper's heart. But how many of those talking heads, themselves as obsessed about fame as Fauci is, how many of them know, listen, if it's going to be like California, we're going to have some massive mail-in balloting going on. You think they made some connections when the whole world shut down? The whole world shut down for a bad flu. That's what it amounts to. A bad flu that was weaponized. Weaponized. And what was the big target? Well, I mean, some will talk about they wanted authoritarian control. The government wants more power. Yeah, well, what government are we talking about? What were the states that shut everything down? And we're rounding people up in some cases. And which states wanted more freedoms? Which states wanted more constitutional freedoms? It's not like it's that difficult to connect the dots. My father says here, where did this virus come from? The emerging picture makes an absolutely incredible scenario look more and more plausible that American leaders contributed to engineering COVID-19 as a bioweapon for fundamentally transforming America. That's right at the outset of the appendix. Appendix C, the last chapter in my father's book, America Under Attack. Listen to this from Real Clear Politics, clip 5.
It shows the rot that is that goes on. It's mm-hmm. You don't believe there's collusion between government and, in this case, the public health establishment and the media, and them branding anyone who thought that, you know, COVID came from a lab leak as a conspiracy theorist, and that was a, you know, racist theory. I mean, the whole thing just reeks. And Anthony Fauci was at the top. He was the guy that all of these folks, they were, you know, sewing pillows with his, you know, his face on him. And I mean, they made this guy a saint, And he was anything but a saint. He was a self-centered, vain person who was manipulating the American public. And I've said this before, you would think that if you are faced with a crisis of this magnitude, that you would get all of the top minds in a room, lock them in a room and be like, okay, all right, guys, we got a crisis on our hands. What do we do? Right? That is not what he did. In fact, he locked out of the room some of the top epidemiologists in this country, and he went on to smear them and try and have their livelihoods taken away, tried to destroy them.
Yeah, instead of inviting them in for perhaps some different opinions. If you had a different opinion from Fauci, you had to go rogue. You may have had your livelihood, your business destroyed. The truth did emerge over time, but look at the fight to bury the truth and to tell lies. Why? What was the purpose? What were they targeting? Who is the biggest target in the world in 2020? Who is the biggest target for the CCP? Who is the biggest target for the dear leader? That's the only thing the guy left out. Fauci wasn't at the top. The dear leader is the one that set it up for him. The dear leader lifts the restrictions on gain of function January 9th, 2017. Fauci, the very next day, gives a speech where he virtually predicted COVID in 3 or 4 years. And that's what happened. All this is covered in Appendix C. There in America under attack. Notice this quote. It says, rather than trying to contain the outbreak, the Chinese National Health Commission ordered institutions not to publish anything about the unknown disease. So initially, I forget when we had the first case of COVID coming out of Wuhan or some community nearby. And it was what, October, November 2019? Initially, China blotted out any coverage of it. Why? I mean, their own people are getting sick, so that doesn't make sense, does it? Because later, I mean, once it had already spread around the world, then you saw pictures coming out of China where they were rounding them up, where they were sending COVID people off to camps. A crackdown, if ever there was one. And then a few months into it, on our part of the world, you had, I think it was the New York Times, the guy that said, you know, basically what we need more of in the United States is a Chinese-style crackdown. And, well, in some states, in some communities, that's what you had. But just going back to the beginning, why would China cover up any news whatsoever about COVID? Because they wanted it to spread. And it did. Instead of treating it as a regional outbreak and then hurrying in to contain it for the sake of the world and their own people, they covered it up. And then it spread, as did the panic, as did the scaremongering, as did the lies and the deception. And sure enough, we have a pandemic. And the whole world needs to shut down. Created by man, this bioweapon. It spread because of lies and deception. And it was used, once it got to America, to target Donald Trump. A bioweapon. Obama, 11 days before he left office, it was really important for him to make sure there were no restrictions on gain-of-function research, which meant we were funding the Wuhan lab. We were sending money over there. We were helping the research. We helped create the bioweapon that became the coronavirus. Says here, in a leaked U.S. State Department cable from 2009, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton warned 40 American allies that research at this laboratory could lead to bioterrorism. So it's kind of like, you know, machines during elections. You can go back not that many years and find plenty of Democrats that would say, you can't trust the machines. They're going to be hacked. Let's not be overly dependent on them. Let's not use them. We better make sure they're not connected to the internet. And then 2020 happens. No problem. Everything was perfect, perfectly secure. In this case, you go back to 2009 and Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, I'm assuming that's when she's Secretary of State under the dear leader, Obama. And she's warning 40 nations, hey, we could have some bioterrorism if we keep up with this gain-of-function research. Well, it wouldn't take long for her to be singing a different tune. It says here, President Barack Obama had access to enough intelligence to know the dangers of collaborating with the Chinese on genetic research, yet he was motivated to collaborate nonetheless. Why would Obama be motivated to collaborate with the CCP? Well, in many ways, they're cut from the same cloth. Look at what the Biden family was doing with the CCP. The CCP loved the Bidens. The CCP loves the swamp. The CCP loves the McConnells and the Schumers and the Pelosis of the world because they can buy influence off them. Trump's Trump can't be bought. That doesn't mean every view he has is correct. Who would they support? Put it all together. He was motivated to collaborate. President Barack Obama had access to enough intelligence to know the dangers of collaborating with the Chinese, but he just kept doing it. There's a section in Appendix C on funding communists. Here again, we had the communist infiltration into the United States, and here we were funding them over in China, in Wuhan. My father says Dr. Fauci clearly knew about the dangerous genetics research being done in Wuhan. He calls it gain of function, but that's just a technical title for bioweapons research. He was making mouse and bat coronaviruses more deadly to human beings, and he disguised it as vaccine research. Making bat and mouse coronaviruses. Further on, just to take you back through the timeline, in November 2016, the federal government establishment was rocked by the unexpected election of Donald Trump as president. The victory came in spite of the fact that Obama, his deep state collaborators, and the propaganda media worked, even illegally, to sabotage the Trump campaign and, after the election, the Trump transition team. Knowing what we know now about the sabotage, about the illegal spying, about the plot to take out General Flynn. I think it was Obama who compared him to the North Korean leader as the two most dangerous men in the world. So he ordered Comey to make the hit. And they were going to send General Flynn off to prison. They were going to send General Flynn's son off to prison. This is how these people operate. They lie, they cheat, they steal. Four attempted assassinations on President Trump. Two while he was campaigning, and two as he's been president this time around. Two bogus impeachments, all the indictments, the lawfare. Knowing their track record, looking at their fruits, just think on it for a moment. What would they be willing to do in 2020? In 2024, they couldn't just roll out the same plot. Well, hey, let's spread a pandemic. Let's do the scaremongering thing again. Look, they already did that. Then they get to 2024, and what were we seeing all year? Lawfare, indictments, arrests, mugshots. And then came Butler. And then came the head tilt. Look at God's influence and direction. Look at what God did. To bring Donald Trump back against all the odds, It says here, 11 days before Trump took office, Obama reauthorized the type of gain-of-function research that he banned in 2014. So in 2014, and really, as the chapter brings out, the gain-of-function didn't stop, but there were restrictions put upon it in 2014 by the dear leader. But then 11 days before he left office, there he is, making it all the more easier to research bioweapons and to actually do it with the CCP. That alone, to be working in cahoots with these people in Wuhan, that alone tells you about everything you need to know. He reauthorizes it. Fauci gives his speech at Georgetown the next day. And then my father says here, how ominous this is to read, knowing what a pandemic pathogen and government reactions to it would produce. Well, let me just back up. The authorization stated that researchers who followed federal guidelines will, quote, satisfy the requirements for lifting the current moratorium on certain life sciences research that could enhance a pathogen's virulence and or transmissibility to produce a potential pandemic pathogen. What? And then a few years later, look at what happened. Conveniently enough, during an election cycle where President Trump was attempting to win a second term, but they couldn't have it. They wouldn't have it. They had to have a California-style election. They had to tuck Joe Biden. They had to tuck Otto Penn in the basement so that the dear leader could run the election for his third term in another basement. He bragged about it. He said, that's what I'd like to do. Remember the comment with the funny man? He's pointing to his earpiece, the puppet's earpiece. Yeah, I could talk into the earpiece and just kind of run the show from the basement. That's what he did. That's what he did. They said, there were a few times they said the quiet part out loud. I'll never forget when Joe Biden, I think it was in October of 2020, talked about setting up the biggest voter fraud organization in history. Oops, did I say voter fraud? He said it. He said it. The dear leader talked about running the show from the basement. And of course, he's factored in prominently as well. The career bureaucrat that turns out to be, well, not that good of a scientist. He was just in seek of fame, obsessed with getting on interviews. He'd write up in the first sentence, he'd write about how many casualties there were as a result of this pandemic. And in the very next sentence, brag about what? Dancing with the Stars, really? About how popular he was. This is an article from Rational Ground. It says, new Fauci revelation. He slow-rolled the vax with backroom dealing so Trump wouldn't get his October surprise. So again, this is all in an election year. It says Fauci's newly released journals show him working months before Election Day 2020 to stop the White House from authorizing a COVID vaccine early and getting his info from Pelosi's office. He writes about this. Pelosi? Hey, we got to slow walk the vaccine. Now, you know what happened after it came out following the election steal. Fauci couldn't be more pro. He was pro-vaccine for every possible vaccine. He was out there saying babies needed 10, 12, 30 vaccine shots. And saying initially, oh yeah, the vaccine, you will be completely immune to the disease. That didn't turn out to be true. He was pro-vaccine the moment Donald Trump had the election stolen from him. Before that, he was weaponizing the vaccine. Weaponized COVID. weaponize the vaccine, weaponize George Floyd, weaponize the summer of love. Anything and everything in order to take out Donald Trump. Where did I stop? Maybe we can play. I couldn't believe this one when I saw it this morning. I don't remember it at the time, but it's from a an interview that the celebrity left-wing activist Jane Fonda gave. This was back October 9th, 2020. So just a few weeks away from the election steal. And here's what she said, clip one.
Man, we've hit bottom. You know, I think when Trump got elected and all the chickens came home to roost, all the neoliberalism that's done so much damage to us just all came to a head. And people suddenly realized that we're in an existential battle, and this is going to determine the future of democracy. I just feel so lucky to be alive right now. Aren't we all so lucky to be alive at a moment when the decisions we make can make the difference between hundreds of millions of people living or dying? We can stop fascism and, you know, I just think COVID is God's gift to the left.
This is
a terrible thing to say. I mean, I think it was a very difficult thing to send down to us, but it has ripped the Band-Aid off who he is and what he stands for.
What a blessing COVID was. Here's another instance of saying the quiet part out loud. COVID is a gift. She's right about that. It's not a gift from God. It's a gift from the dear leader. It's a gift from Barack Obama and his lieutenant, Fauci. It's Obama at the top, and then Fauci and company. They were the ones that were firing the weapon. And then Jake Tapper and those people, they amplified the message. We've got to keep that death track, that death tracker up constantly all through 2020 so that you know people are dying by the tens of thousands and you better not go outside to vote. We'll take care of that through the mail. It hamstrung President Trump. He couldn't campaign the way he typically does. It tucked Joe Biden into the basement. It empowered Obama. It was an attack on America. And they're still fighting. And none of them are being punished for their crimes. Fauci, that's going to be the frustrating thing about tomorrow's hearing. I'm sure Rand Paul has some whoppers to ask him. And he's under oath, so the pardon's not going to be a blanket coverage for tomorrow if he lies. But what's frustrating is he'll be cornered, he'll give some kind of weaselly statement, and even if he contradicts what he's said or done previously, do you think even Trump's DOJ, do you think they'll go after him? They would do it if it was Trump. If the role was reversed, they would sure do it if it was Trump. But you saw the level of swooning. If there's one thing the regime media is good at, it is swooning. And from 2008-ish to 2016, they were swooning for the dear leader. In 2020, they swooned for Tony. Tony could do no wrong. Tony was saving the world. Tony was telling the truth, always. Tony was science. It says here, Dr. Fauci gave a speech at Georgetown about pandemic preparedness. In it, he basically predicted the COVID-19 pandemic. No matter what history has told us definitively that outbreaks will happen because facing infectious diseases is a perpetual challenge. The thing we're extraordinarily confident about is that we're going to see this in the next few years. We are confident we're going to see a pandemic. Who says this? Unless he's in the know. Unless he's in cahoots with the dear leader, who's just 10 days away from leaving office and setting up all these traps to spring on Orange Hitler. It's got to be stopped. You heard Jane Fonda there. We got to stop fascism. And so COVID was a gift from God. And she says, now, I know that's a terrible thing to say, but listen, he sent it. God sent it and it just ripped the Band-Aid off. And now we can see what a sickness Orange Hitler is. We can see the wound. We can mobilize our forces. And we can end fascism. And they did. Well, the way they saw it, they did. They couldn't pull it off in 2020, but they sure did in 2024, but they sure did in 2020. Dr. Fauci, it says, was funding gain-of-function research in China while simultaneously warning the American people to brace for a pandemic. How could this be? He's telling Americans, now listen up, a pandemic is coming, even as he's funding bioweapon research in Wuhan. It says here, the fact that he said this a day after Obama authorized bioweapons research makes it even more suspicious. All of this, as I say, it's in the very last chapter of America Under Attack. That's what we don't want to lose sight of in the midst of Fauci's vanity, in the midst of Fauci's fame and how obsessed he was with it, in the midst of Fauci's hubris. We could pick apart his journal entries all day long. But there's plenty of other people in the deep state that have a mighty big problem with vanity and arrogance. Even the Trump administration. I haven't combed through all of the statements in the last couple days, but how's Donald Trump going to come out and say anything negative or critical of the Fauci diaries when he supported Fauci in 2020, basically let Fauci do whatever he wanted to do. And then he expedited the rollout of the vaccine. He wanted it to come out as an October surprise before the election. Fauci and company didn't want that to happen. Fauci, Pelosi, and Obama. But all the praise for Fauci. Trump's people, they were in on that in 2020. I mean, Trump did listen to a few other opinions, but for the most part, you remember all of those press conferences with Tony out front speaking on behalf of America's government and President Trump standing right behind him. And sometimes it was in the other way. I mean, Trump certainly spoke too. But the point is, the rollout of the vaccine had President Donald Trump's endorsement, 100%. And he bragged about it later. He even bragged about it up until the next time he ran for president. And some of his MAGA people didn't like it very much. So here you've got pretty much silence, except from a few sources, Fox News, The Federalist, and so on. Where's that one graph, if you guys have it, where it shows the coverage, if you have that image, the coverage that Fox News has given the story. You can see the red bar there at the top. That's Fox News. 1 hour, 39 minutes, 12 seconds. CNN, right below it, 1 minute and 51 seconds. And CBS, right below that, 33 seconds. MSNBC, 32 seconds. 32 seconds on the Fauci diaries. What does this say about the regime media? They couldn't stop talking about him in 2020. They couldn't stop praising him. They loved him. They covered for him. They promoted him. They got coaching from him. straight out of Colossians 2, will worship. What did my father say? Paul reveals, well, this is after he references Colossians 2, 18 and 23. Paul reveals what happens when you worship the human will. It leads to essentially worshiping demons. That's because the human mind is so vulnerable to Satan's broadcasting, deception, and influence, especially when full of vanity. When you are full of vanity, you are easy prey for the devil. Following a human will really means following Satan's will. He says further, I think this is from an article in 2020. I just snagged it from some of my old notes, but it's my father writing. It says, when human beings reject God's truth, they start worshiping their own opinions. They start thinking like Satan. That's what happened in 2020. Fauci is a will worshiper. He worships his own opinions. And the media worshiped his opinions too, because it fit perfectly in their plan of attack, their false narrative all through that year. Listen, this helps us politically. This is going to really tie Donald Trump's hands behind his back. This is going to open the way for deep state operatives to fulfill their will, to carry out their agenda. Will worship of the highest order. Listen to, I think this was from Jesse Waters last night. This is clip number 3.
During the lockdowns, Fauci apparently spent hours Googling himself, reading every article, even going into the comments section. As someone who always considered himself a celebrity, finally the doctor was getting his due. Unfortunately, for Fauci to achieve celebrity status, Americans had to suffer. But Fauci knew he was destined for greatness, even back in 2013. He wrote in his diary that he was a rock star and that the government was trying to keep him off TV because everyone was so jealous. Me, 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 me. Fauci even saved cartoons of himself, of him looking like a superhero. Hero was actually one of his favorite words. In his diary, he mentioned it 50 times. His favorite word, though, not N95 or natural immunity, those words barely uttered, it was press. Press, mentioned over 600 times.
Press. Media. Hero. You heard in the cold open, he said, yeah, it's kind of nice to have people idolize me. Loved it. He loved being idolized. He loved being a celebrity. He loved partying like a celebrity in 2020, even as the rest of his people suffered. It's just like the Neil Ferguson guy in the UK. We were over there at the time. He was like the UK version of Tony Fauci, telling everybody in London, you've got to lock down, you don't go anywhere. It all applied to everybody else, even as he was sneaking out of his house to go commit adultery across town during COVID, during peak COVID. There were a lot of ways that this was used as a weapon. A lot of ways. As I said earlier, Fauci became famous because of it. But don't forget the biggest way it was weaponized. It was weaponized to destroy Donald Trump. Those are the things that the dear leader was setting up even as he was leaving office at the end of 2016, in the beginning of 2017. You can read a lot more about that. All through America Under Attack, but if you get it, as I did this morning, I got it again. I read that Appendix C on the coronavirus crisis and how it was used as a weapon for the radical left. If you don't have a copy of America Under Attack, you can get it at our website, thetrumpet.com, or call our operators and receive a free hard copy. There's no cost or obligation. That's all we have time for on today's show, the fastest moving hour in broadcasting. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.